Hello, we in the fellowship are a people called by God to communicate his love deeply into the hearts of men by living his life, preaching his word, and by the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We would love to take you on a journey into the very heart of God. Come with us as we journey together. This is The Fellowship.
Listen. Please listen. Please don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. I want you to just focus on God. I want you to fix your gaze on Him. What God is doing here has nothing to do with what God is doing here has nothing to do with any man. Please be attentive. And when I say attentive, I don't mean attentive to me. I mean fix your gaze on Him. There's such a release of the Spirit of God. Such an outpouring of His river and His flow in this service tonight. The devil did everything possible to ensure that what God has designed to do in this meeting does not hold. But he came too late. He came too late. And like I said, don't be distracted. Just fix your gaze on him. Jesus is about to touch somebody here. And it's a touch that you would never recover from. It's the kind that takes virtue out of him. I see him stretch out his hands because he wants to touch. Now, if you can, any position is good. If you can, any position is good. Whatever position is comfortable for you, if you're sitting down that is comfortable, please sit down now. If you're standing that is comfortable, but whatever will help you to focus on him, whatever will put you in that position where you will not be distracted for his touch, please take it now. Don't need to focus on me right now. Don't even. No. Leave me alone. I'll drop this mic now. But please focus on him. You may not even need to pray again. It's okay. Don't pray. It's okay. Just fix your gaze on God. If you want to pray in the spirit, then pray under your breath, but just when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Bible said, and they were all together in one place and in one accord. And then there came a sound. Please don't be distracted by the people around you. And there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house wherein they sat. Then there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon every one of them. And then they began to speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. If you have a praying language, just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. If you are here and you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, jump into this river. There's a fresh release of the Spirit. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Everybody, just go ahead. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost gives you utterance, pray. House of love, pray. Pray. Pray, pray, don't stop. Just the keyboard. Just the keyboard. Don't play a song. Just play. Tavito salibae et amambra stovia embra cubarala manta prade faito vanante sobra ate. Yes, kidabala tumfre sobi effite. Yes, shedido faitande sobrati namba e cabo. Anamambra sadeno kedaba tevis ele ele ma a shabanambra kate tevetos. Oh, e devito ma italebo tevite suba. Atarubre ensto membre sobriade. Shanamanda skadelaya. Kedata ledra astovande. Sadinambra kate dialo. Seberata mambra ska.
Eto bonombre scavite bonombre est ella dobe de superamba adacuda sana mambra scamba ela co. Yes. Stay and let the Spirit beautify your life. Stay and let the Spirit beautify your life. Kedumon bostofenambrate robabambreste vina mambrae kala shana mambrate de vedo kobaleda erada babananda stavenata bande kolabe ragada banagada barada babana branta skata rada bankre ketendo stavena mande ragada bambro tokobende safri rada babambra kete komende braka. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All kinds of things are happening here. The power of God is so strong in this place. All kinds of deliverances are going on. There is a lady here. Hear me if you can. We'll go into the word shortly. There's a lady here. I see a major deliverance coming for you and your family. I see in your life, it's looking like there is a spiritual attachment. We have done everything to see that this activity of the enemy comes to an end in your life and your family. It's like a connection. And this has been going on for a long time. And as we're here, the Lord showed me, and the Lord said I should speak about that situation right now. And as I begin to speak, the power of God is going to come over your family, using you as a point of contact to break that union. To break that union. Break that union. No, no more. No. You won't be identical with the activities of darkness anymore. We break that union. We break it. We break it by the Spirit of the Lord. We break it by the Spirit of the Lord. There's a young man that the Lord showed me. And this can be extended to any other person who is under this kind of influence. The spirit of divination that the enemy has used over your life and your family is a certain kind of animal. It's a certain kind of creeping animal. And as we just began to focus on the Lord and to soak in that river of the Spirit, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw that creeping thing. And the next thing I saw was that the creeping thing was dead. That's what I saw. I saw that that creepy thing was dead. So I speak as I'm commanded by the Lord. I speak under the unction of the prophetic grace. And I decree that every divination, every influence, every activity of darkness, yes, yes, every spirit of manipulation, everything that the enemy has used to furnish a particular act of spiritual procedure to see that your life and your family does not advance according to the will of God. Yes, that's right, that's right. That's the hand of the Lord upon you. That's the hand of the Lord upon you. That's the hand of the Lord upon you. Bahatubinambre stovinamba. Elobre kotevre suvinambre ketaya boda. Elatabandes kabinambra te kobanai. Cause you are here, 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 oh Lord, cause you are here, cause you are here, cause you are here. Three. 1, 2, and 3. I see a strange mantle resting upon three persons. 1, 2, and 3. One of these mantles is the mantle of prayer. The other one is a mantle of faith. And the third is a mantle of healing. As I spoke right now, I just saw an unveiling. Spirit of the living God. Yes. 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 Somebody is putting on that shoe. I see an ancient shoe. Yes. This is a territorial grace that is resting upon you. It's a territorial grace of fathers. The Lord is giving you influence over your family and over your territory. You will bring them into the knowledge and the experience of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We'll go into the word now. It's okay. We'll go into the word now. I speak of a mantle. And the Lord began to distribute. I saw something that looked like an ancient shoe. I'm coming. The person I speak about is on this rope. I saw something that looked like an ancient shoe. It can come for anybody. Just trust the Lord. It's not about, but I need to yield to the Spirit. Like an ancient shoe. And when these mantles were distributed, this shoe has still not been worn. And I saw the shoe hanging. And the Lord said, the person upon whom this shoe will fit, still not seen it yet, So I come. Don't just concentrate here because it will spread around, but the one I'm looking for is here. I come. I lift up my hand as a prophet of the Lord, one who he has anointed to carry out his bidding. This is grace for territories. Yes, you don't know what's happening to you. I'm speaking to somebody now directly. You don't know what's happening to you, but it's like fire is beginning to burn on your feet. You are wearing something that is bigger than you. Wow. 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 I speak by the Spirit of God. God is so merciful. This shoe was for one person. I'm seeing the number 15. Please, you may need to help your neighbors before the ushers come, just in case they are not there yet. I see the number 15. As I began to speak about this, grace for territories. Grace for territories. Grace for territories. Your family will come under the counsel of God. Your territory will come under the counsel of God. Men will begin to acknowledge the grace that is upon your life. There's influence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Take that grace. 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 From the front to the back. Take that grace from my left to the right. This person that I see right now, help this person that I see right now. Help this person that I see right now. I see something like a river, but this river is not liquid, it is fire. And I see that the Lord is pushing somebody into that river. And I began to ask the Lord, Lord, what is this about? And the Lord is beginning to tell me that it's a strange passion. It's a strange passion. It's a strange passion for the assignment upon your life. You have taken it for granted for too long. Help, help, help. The Lord is pushing you into this river. He's pushing you into this river. You have taken this for granted for too long. Help, please. It's, oh my goodness. You have been complacent, but then the Lord is baptizing you in fire, 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 in fire. You will leave this meeting today and you will not know, you can't control this thing. You can't control, you can't help it. You can't help it. You can't help but yield to the counsel of God where your life is concerned. this will alter your desire. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Who shall I send, and who will go for us? Lift up your hands, everybody. There's someone here. You can sit down, it's okay, but there's someone here. Let's just yield to God. There's someone here. Now, this is not about you now. This is about your father. Please listen. This is about your father. Your father. Kai, oh God. Your father has been called to the ministry. But he has been very casual about it. And meanwhile, many other things that are supposed to happen in your family is tied to him responding to the call upon his life. It's not like he doesn't, you understand what I'm trying to say. He's not serious. He's not taking it as serious as he should. He's taking it for granted. He's just doing here and there, and he's just, maybe for you, Seth, he's not even. There's something that heaven is releasing right now because you are here, and heaven is using you as a point of contact to your family. The anointing is coming upon you by the Holy Ghost. Yes. And because of what is coming upon you, your father is going to have an encounter. I tell you, by the Spirit of the Lord, your father is going to have an encounter. It won't look like the same man again. I assure you, that grace that rests upon you now by the Holy Ghost. Father, wherever they are, for some of them, it may just even be somebody in their family. Father, wherever they are, maybe their mother, maybe their brother, let's extend it by the mercies of God. Stretch forth your right hand of power. Yes, that's right. Something like light is coming upon you, and by extension is getting into your family member. Something like light. Take that grace. There's someone here who is from a family that certain activities in that family have been sponsored on the account of divination. Now this is it. Something is going to spoil. Something is going to spoil. See, the issue is that it is something that your father is, you know, it's not like you don't know, so it's not something to hide. It's something that your family is into. You have an idea about, but you don't support it. Something is about to spoil. Because God wants to direct the path of this family to the counsel of the Lord. As I speak by the Spirit now. Come out from amongst them. Lift up your hands everywhere. Just lift up your hands. We're already conducting. Come out from amongst them and be you separate. The manipulation of the enemy is coming to an end where your family is concerned. This thing that the devil has sponsored to this point, you see, this has to end. And the reason why it has to end is because it may look like things are going well for you now, but what I see ahead is danger. I see an uncontrollable level of death that you will not be able to handle. And God is commanding deliverance for this family now. Every kind of sacrifice that have been laid on the altar contrary to the sacrifice of Jesus. If I count seven, we'll shout Jesus together. Are we ready? Are we ready? When I count seven, we'll shout Jesus together. So we can go to the word. God needs to do a quick walk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, you see, one of these people that the Lord is helping, what is coming upon you is a prophetic grace. So by your own mouth, you'll be making declarations and you'll be dislodging the activities of darkness in and around your family and your territory. 5, 6. Are we ready? Are we ready? 7. Wow. Wow. Having spoiled principalities and powers. Wow. Wow. Adigaba Shadamante Belakastemi. Having spoiled principalities and powers. He made a public show of them, triumphing over them publicly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please sit down. Matthew chapter 11, very quickly. Matthew chapter 11, very quickly. Oh. Matthew 11.
I'm looking at you and I'm laughing. I'm looking at you and I'm smiling. Stand up. Come out. Stand there. It's okay. I'm looking at you and I'm smiling. And the reason why I'm smiling is because of the plans that heaven has concerning you. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing how God is occasioning encounters. I'm looking how God is releasing men, how God is bringing fathers and furnishing encounters for you back to back to back to back to back. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing how they've been designed to run something that looks like a course. And they want to teach you. You see, we're in the house of God. The Bible said, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And the Bible said, it is like the precious ointment upon the head. Even Aaron's head that runs down the beard and then to his garments. He said it is like the dew upon Mount Hermon. He said, for there the Lord commands the blessing. It means that when God releases a thing into an atmosphere, as much as it looks like he pours it upon the head, it can see extend to the beards and to the garment. That's the power of a united church. So when we come together and God is speaking to one, he's speaking to all. Yes. I show you a very powerful mystery. I can go to a meeting today and then God is speaking directly to one man and I'm in that meeting. If I understand the code and the instruction that God gives to me in my spirit, I can connect to that very thing that God is doing in that man's life. And it may even manifest in my life faster than the person that God spoke to in that meeting. That's how the church is designed. I said all of this because when I brought him out, the Lord began to say that not only for him, because there are about three. He is asked to come out, but there are about three. And this is one. Holy Ghost. Where's two? I'm not trying to ask because I want to confirm whether it is true or not. Whether these things happen or not, it is true what God is saying. So it is not about that. Holy Ghost. Where is three? Look at me.
your time starts now. From verse 2.
Help him to sit down so that we don't get distracted. From verse 2. We'll read down to verse 4. Are we ready? Are we ready? Hallelujah. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. No, we're not reading loud. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Wow. When John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Go. We'll read this last part again. Holy fire, we wait on you, precious Jesus. Ekiema makabedima You know, we're in a place of all kinds of encounters. Please listen to me. When we began to read that, so I can continue to share, the Lord began to speak expressly of an angel. An angel that has to do with sound. If we don't teach, it's fine. It's a Holy Ghost miracle service. We teach every other time. Listen. About an angel that has to do with sound. I didn't see the angel, but I heard his sound. And the Lord began to say to me, as we kept worshiping, that angel needs to be introduced to certain persons here, because the assignments are connected. There are things that the angel would need to do, and we need to do with you. But you see, you will not effectively and adequately carry out this assignment with this angel if you don't know the angel. So what we are doing now is introduction. Tonight I came in the garment of a prophet. That's why we are doing this. You don't know. Find me a flute sound. Help. Just help. Find me a flute sound. Is that the closest you can get to a flute sound? Find me quickly. We don't have the time. When you get it, increase it. Can you pray one prayer?
Can we pray one prayer? Put your hand on your chest. Now, say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to know you. Go ahead and pray. Help me to know you. Help me to know you. Help me to know you personally. Help me to know you intimately. Help me to know you. Help me to know you. Bring me to the place of experience and of intimacy. Help me to know you. Help me to know your movements. Help me to understand your voice. I just wanna know you more. I just wanna know you more. I just wanna know. Jesus. Let's go. Quickly.
You were here, you came here sick, you were fine until this morning, and this morning you woke up with a strange infirmity. The healing power of God is coming upon you. Whatever the infirmities are, they will leave you today. And when Jesus taught, the Bible said the power of God was present to heal all. Your chest to your back, by the power of God, we speak the healing hand of God over you now. Okay, let's read together now. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Let's go to verse 3. Let's go back to 3. Quickly, please. Matthew 11:3. 1, 2, 3, can we read together now as loud as we can? And said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto him, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Very powerful scripture. Now, at this point, we already understand that, please just focus, don't worry about the manifestations around. If you can help them, just help. When the ushers come, they'll take over from you, and then you just focus. John had gone through a season in his life that we would want to refer to as an unfortunate season. At this point in John's life, John was in prison, actually. And the Bible made us understand, if we read from the beginning of this, that when John was in prison, he heard of the things that Jesus was doing, from verse 2. And when he heard the things Jesus was doing, ordinarily the things Jesus was doing should have been some kind of comfort that, yes, God is moving, God is at work. But usually it doesn't always happen like that. Because if Jesus is doing it somewhere else, and I cannot see the same in my life, a lot of the times we begin to question the authenticity of that testimony. So that's what was happening to John here. John was in prison. From verse 2, the Bible said he heard in the prison of the works of Christ. Ordinarily, the works of Christ should have been some form of encouragement, because God was doing stuff. But it didn't help him. He had to send his disciples to Jesus, and he sent them. He sent two of his disciples. Verse 3, then he asked, he said, are you the one who is to come, or do we look for another? It's a very simple thing. Because for him, the expression or the translation of the one who is to come is that he should set me, who is a captive, free. But now I'm in prison and I'm hearing the things he's doing outside, and it doesn't seem to have a direct impact on my life. So the question is, are you the one who is to come, or do we look for another?
Because a lot of the times, when it seems as if Jesus is missing in your life, he's not. If you can't find Jesus in the activities of your life, look out for him in your neighbor. He's at work. So Jesus' answer was as simple as his question. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus did not even just say, I'm he. Jesus said in verse 4, look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, unto them, go and show John again those things. It is the things that he heard actually that was making him question if you are the one. Now you are telling them to go back again to him and show him the very things that they see and that they hear. Because if you are looking for God in your situation, it's not because God is missing. If it looks like you cannot find God in your own situation, it's not hard. Look for him in your neighbor's situation. That's the beauty of testimonies. That's the power of testimonies. Because sometimes, you see, that's one of the reasons why we like for people to share their testimonies, because you don't know that someone else's breakthrough is tied to that which God has done to you. Sometimes when we heard these things, you know, from people, what we don't know that we are doing is that we are denying other people the possibility of reaching God. Yes. That's how powerful testimonies can be. So now for Jesus, he's saying that, you know, the best way I can, even if I tell you I'm he, it won't change anything. That's not what changes it. Look at what I am doing. Acknowledge what I am doing in the lives of others.
First Samuel 17. I won't be speaking for too long. First Samuel 17. Verse 34. Let's go. We'll read down to 37.
The Bible said, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. Of course, we know this story. This was the point where Goliath had come, and Goliath was threatening to destroy God's people. Fear was already in the camp. The army had given up. There was nothing they could do. And so David came. Now David was having a conversation with Saul, because if the army cannot do it, how much are you, as young as you are? So now David was responding. David said, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and I smote him, and I delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God. Verse 37. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord do what? Now look at this. Look at this story. David had come face to face with a Goliath. It didn't look like there was any hope anywhere. Number one, when he killed the lion and the bear, Those were animals. Please follow me. Those were what? They were animals. Now, you are not dealing with an animal now. You are dealing with an intelligent human warrior. One who will not just fight with his instincts, but he will use his skill. He has the ability and all of that. So one would have said that this is a different ball game entirely, David. This is not an animal. This is a human being. Imagine that you are good at killing dogs. And then, how many of you know, let's use boxing. I would have said MMA, UFC. You know UFC? But I think boxing is more popular. Any of those. In UFC now, there's this Nigerian guy, Israel Adesanya. That guy is highly skilled. Or let's even leave him. Since we are talking Goliath, let's go to the heavyweight champion in UFC. Who knows the heavyweight champion in UFC? His name is Francis Ngannou. That guy is massive. Then you are good at killing dogs. When dogs, in Angua, dog want to attack somebody, is your name they call because you know how to throw that stick when the dogs are running. Then they now bring Francis Ngannou. You now look at Ngannou and you say, Abba, if I've been killing all the dogs in Angua, is it you? Does it make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. Your killing dogs has nothing to do on this one now. It's a different ball game. But you know something about God. A lot of the times, God will give you little breakthroughs, so to speak. That's not the end product. Those breakthroughs are weapons. If only we know how to fetch them when the need arises. It is something that the spiritual men need to understand. Because one would have said in this situation that, Oga, you are talking of bear and lion. This was in the bush. You had other things you could use. Now, this one, we are talking of a giant like this, and is as powerful as he is. But David understood spiritual things. David knew that the way we can conquer these kinds of battles is that we can fetch from the testimonies of yesterday. Because testimonies are weapons in the spirit. Follow me, I'll get it so. Testimonies are weapons in the spirit. So David now said, look at, let's go to 36. Let's go back one more. He said, thy servant slew the lion and the bear, and the uncircumcised Philistines shall be as one of them, seeing that he had defied the armies of the living God. We are going to do what we did to the lion and the bear, to this man. And just in case you are looking at me as the one who will make these things happen, let me show you the secret, verse 37. Look at what he said. David said, and moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the lion and the bear, the same Lord will deliver me out of the hands of the what? You know what David was saying here? The situations may be different, but the God that did it is the same. It may look like this one is more complicated than those other ones. I mean, we are talking major problems here. Listen to me. Those small ones that God did then, there are enough weapons that you can draw out and say, if God did it then, God will do this one now. That's why the Bible is speaking in Hebrews 13:8. He said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The situation notwithstanding, there is a God. There is a God. So when they were wondering, how will you do it? He said, moreover, let me tell you, the God Who delivered me out of the power of the lions and out of the power of the bear? He said, he will. Testimonies are powerful. That's why in the book of Revelation chapter 12, the Bible speaking, he said, for we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the what? The words of our testimony. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Yes. So there is the blood that pleads and gives us victory. There is also the testimony. That which the blood has done before, the blood will do again. Yes. Yes. We know that the blood is powerful, but then there is also something the blood has done. And that blood is about to do the same again. I know somebody, they are telling you that, you know, this case is a different case. It doesn't look like, no. This one is too complicated. We know those ones are straightforward cases. It's not about the complication of this case. It's the one that does the work we are talking about. And the same God. Testimonies are powerful. Matthew 16. I just want to show you, we'll soon pray. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 16 from verse 6. Look at something happened here. The Bible said, and Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the living of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, okay? Now, please, here, follow this. Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he spoke about the fact that they needed to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they began to think about, is it like because there's no bread? What's the problem? What's the issue? And Jesus now had to school them. This is the idea of the spiritual man I want you to see. Jesus now said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Is that what you are afraid of? Look at what Jesus did. Jesus said, do you not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000? How many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000? How many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spoke not to you concerning bread? That ye should beware of the living of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Now, did you see what Jesus did here? Now, these guys were wondering. They were thinking about bread when Jesus said they should beware of the living of the Pharisees. And Jesus now said, see, if bread was the problem, you know, why are you of little faith? There is a way we can multiply these things just in case we need bread again. Can you not remember when we had 5,000 people and then we had to multiply? And then the other time when we had 4,000 people and we had to multiply? Because testimonies are reproductive in nature. Yes, they are. Testimonies are reproductive in nature. Those very little things that God has done before, that you will call little in the sense. When the time comes for the major situations, you can draw out from those little testimonies. Let me give you an example. Some of you are afraid, you know, that you are afraid of all kinds of danger. When you are traveling on the road, you are just fear everywhere because of the whole kidnapping thing and all that. Meanwhile, there were times in your life when you were in your room lying down, probably sleeping or just distracted, you know, doing something else. Then all of a sudden, you now turned just to face somewhere as if somebody called your name, only for you to see a scorpion crawling down towards your direction. How many of you have had those kinds of situations before? Maybe not a scorpion, but something. Just, only for you to just see crawling down as if somebody tapped you that you should look towards that direction. Then you looked and then you killed it. You see, as little as that thing is, when the need comes for divine direction, you can draw from that. That the God who did not allow the scorpion to sting me when I was lying down and I didn't see it coming will not allow me to run into the hands of a kidnapper. No. The power of testimonies. There are some things God has done in my life before, as little as they may look. Sometimes when I'm trusting Him for bigger things, I fetch from those things. I remember how when I needed money for this and that and this, you gave me exactly what I needed. You know? So now, I know you will do it again. I know you will do it again. Somebody was sharing a testimony with me. I just saw him here now. He was sharing a testimony. He called me the other day and he was telling me how that he used his school fee that he was supposed to use for to pay his school. The money he was supposed to use to pay his school fee. He kept it in his account and then it was about 60,000 and he used it for something else. And he was trusting God and the money was not coming again. And I told him, I said, that was a foolish move. You shouldn't have done that. But let's trust God for mercy. And he has been waiting for money, and money did not come. That was just about last week, you're there about. And I said, let's trust God for mercy. And we prayed about it on Sunday night. Monday, he got an alert of 100,000. Now, that may feel, you know, for some of you, 100,000 is not so much. Amen? You will not say amen. It's not so much. Say amen. You see, I just pretend. Meanwhile, now it's too much for you. But when I say, you believe it, receive it, it's not so much. 100,000 is not so much. But you see, if that young man can lay hold on that miracle, and then one day he needs 100 million for something very important and is important, he can fetch from this testimony. Because testimonies are reproductive in nature. Yes, they are. Let me show you the scripture in the book of Psalms very quickly.
You are holy. You are holy. You are holy.
Psalms 27.
You are holy. You are holy. Holy. You are 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 holy.
Look at this. The Bible said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I'm showing you a powerful spiritual tune. He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Ah. In the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. The enemy and the wars are out to distract me, but in this will I be confident. One thing will I seek after. The enemy wants to bring me to a point where it looks like, see, you know, this God thing is not working for you because there are walls encamped around you. He said, the one thing will I seek after. I don't know if you know that sickness is in your life because it wants to distract you from focusing on God, but one thing. I don't know if you know that lack in your life has an agenda. It's not just to make you broke. It's to bring you to a point where you begin to question, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? But David said, it's a lie. Even though a war rises against me, in this will I be confident. One thing will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord to behold. Go to verse 5 quickly. We'll get to 6. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Verse 6. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, and I will sing praises unto my God. In the midst of war, there's something I know. There's something I've now found out. And the Bible said in verse 3, let's look at verse 3 back. That's where I want us to focus. He said, host should encamp against me. Look at verse 2 first. Look at verse 2. See something. Ooh. He said, when the wicked, please come. He said, when the wicked, even mine enemies, came upon me to eat up my flesh. Come, since they are enemies, maybe they are like 3 or 4. Come. So maybe let's say there are 3 of them. He said, when they came and they came against me, my foes, they came with an intention to eat up my flesh. The Bible said, and when they wanted to attack me, okay? Now, just do as if you want to attack me. Do as if you want to attack me. They are coming close to me like this. Now, they are coming because they want to destroy this man. Something happened to them. The Bible said they stumbled and they fell. How did they fall? Something happened to this man. Notice, I'm coming. I want to show you. I'm teaching you something now. I didn't plan to do this, but let's do it. I'll teach you something. They came against him. Three. With an intention to destroy me. If God can protect me from 3 people who want to destroy me by drama, is it now 3 who want to destroy me in real life? When they came, the problem is we don't know what we have. When they came to destroy me, he said they stumbled and they fell. 3. Then look at how he now put the next verse. They were just enemies. Now, even though an host, because the God who did this one is not intimidated by the number. It's not by how many people don't like me that will make God back out. Oh, the same God who delivered me from the lions and the bear. He said, though an host should camp against me, he said, my heart shall not fear. I've seen him do something before. Yeah. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I've seen him do something before. The devil is making you to forget the little miracles that, let's call them little, that have happened in your life before because of the big one that is coming now. And God, who delivered you from that one, is making you look like, this one is too much for God. There's nothing too big for this God. The same God who did that one will do this one. The situations may be different, but the God is the same. I can only imagine how many enemies have come against us with an intention to destroy us, and God has put them to sleep like this. And you don't know. Because our God is not out to do, he's not PR, he's not social media. He doesn't need to tell you. But the reason you are here is because God has been protecting you. If he has done it to this point, what makes you think he will stop today? Be confident. I've seen him do it before. He's about to do it again. I said, I've seen him do it before. He's about to do it again. I said, I've seen him do it before. He's about to do it again. No wonder Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Let's look at that quickly. Hebrews chapter 10. Oh, see, this is how they will carry your enemies when they come to attack you. To the hospital. They will be carrying them. And guess what? It's not on one man. What just happened is not on one man. It's the Holy Ghost that we all carry. Moreover, the Lord who delivered me out of the power of the bear and the lion will deliver me from the hands of this uncircumcised Philistine. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35. Look at what the writer said. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had a great recompense of reward. When you were growing up and the Lord delivered you from all of those oppressions and all of those infirmities, and the Lord delivered you through all the things you've gone through to this point where you are, and then now something else is coming. Look at this, is the counsel. If God did that one, he built something in your spirit. Cast not away your confidence. Don't allow the devil cheat you. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Your eyes, I don't know what is that one thing God has done for you before. We'll use every tool available to us tonight. The God who showed up before is about to show up again. But now we're going to put before our eyes one, maybe two, maybe three. What are those things that God has done in your life before? We're going to thank Him for those things. Yes. It might be as little as a shoe. It might be as little as a house or a car. But what is that one thing? Maybe He has showed up in your life in recent times. You have been praying for five things, for some of you, for a while, and He has done about two or three, and it's looking like one or two is looking impossible. Thank Him for the ones He has done. Thank Him for where He has showed up. When I was looking for admission and I trusted God, it looked like it was not going to come. And then all of a sudden, I had made so much effort. But the year I did not now put so much effort, all of a sudden He showed up. If He did that, He will give me a bigger job. He will give me a bigger job. He will give me a bigger contract. If He did that. The same God who took away this headache that I've been having for years will heal the arthritis. The situations may be different, but the God is the same. If He gave you 1,000 naira, He can give you 1,000,000. The situations may be different, but the God is the same. Talk to Him from your heart. Reach out and talk to Him. Say, Father, we thank You. I've seen Your hand. I've seen You do amazing things in my life. Yes, in this will I be confident. You delivered me from the accident. You delivered me from death that year. You will deliver me from every infirmity now. I've seen You, I've seen You, I've seen You, I've seen You in many ways in my life. Erobe mambra sta elibra eta kobarate membros tebe. Talk to Him, talk to Him. Hey, You are. In the name of Jesus, bring out your prayer points. We'll pray now. God is about to do wonders in your life. Yes, He's about to do wonders in your life. Tabarate in Grostovenam Raketalanda Stona Rada Babangra Cateda non so Febenande Ela tu grasso venambre eta. Whoa! Hey. That infirmity is leaving you already, it's leaving you already. That affliction is leaving you already, it's leaving you already. Oppressions are leaving you already, they are leaving you already. Comambre stove nambra e come mambrate.
kola manda stoba mambre keta mambra ela. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you have a praying language, go ahead and just pray. When I say one, you begin to pray the first thing on your list. When I say two, we'll go to number two. We'll be as fast as we can. We have some few minutes to go. Kalababambra de kamambra sevenambra elama. Ola bande kete la broko pambre ena. Radabambra de la cobra ananamambra sopemama. Ele bobo brekete kete la paradea. Just pray, pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank Him because your prayers will be answered. Labara prakepo mambra. Ragabambra telemombre gadeba mambreana. Kapaya Rababampre kete mambra skaba mampaya Shada bambra kande lekebo mambre Rababampre kete de borada baba mande kote Regede kabala prondo poraneba Elegede gede 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 barata Lakada bande borakate Shamananda barata Negede prakamambra. Negede. Samada borate manakapa. Regede barada balata. Nanda barate mambra kopa mambe. Tada belanko. Negede prakambre ketela. Sama mabambra da 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 barada ba 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 ba. Tome dambre kope mambre de bombre de mambre kete na ba. Kola banata banaparada banata banambra. Don't stop. Something is happening here. Yes. Protocols have been broken here. Protocols have been broken here.
Ali ali o ali o ali o ali ali o ali ali o ali o
in the name of Jesus. Kopata kete kepakata, rada da da pam patakate, Lagada bampa latayanta. Rada da 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 natabana kapalata. Rada babam breketade barata. Regedegedege barada balaka banata balakata. Yagada barada bababom breketana kapalate. Shana barata. Ah! In the name of Jesus. Three. Go ahead and pray. We need to be fast now. We're running out of time. Katibanata. Shata parata patapida kupa. Teke teke pirakata parata balate. Tatututupa rata babam pataba debarata lekete kopo koto 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 shakataka pakate lakwa takwa kwakwa rakwa takapata. Long standing infirmities. O dadi kiti 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 kita rata ba elekete berabede. Ah, oh, edete, ratatatate, lakabarababebe, rakotokoba, alada, 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 shamalada barade. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready for the fourth one? Before we pray the fourth one, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I would have waited till after the fifth, but the Lord is asking me to say that now, so I yield to him. Just lift up your hands. Mana kobela. Shada barata ban krokodomante ketele broto. Sabadangre estovenante kraguste. Etabonde bracate etovre esto radabam bracate talo bracate ligrados e talabanatande sopreda. Yes, as I speak now, the Lord is pouring the oil of restoration. He's releasing it upon people. And I prophesy as I'm commanded by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatever you have lost that is from the Lord, whatever you used to have that you cannot find that is from the Lord, whether it is a relationship, whether it is a business idea, whatever it is in the spirit, I decree now, be restored in the name of Jesus. Mata kopena shadaban krakopembrasto etako parate elata kokomande ketala. Yes, restoration is resting upon people like a garment. There is nothing less than five remarkable restoration testimonies that God is releasing in this atmosphere now in the name of Jesus. Shatter. Takopeta kobela. koto parate kombre skope taki toko penanta croste tatitu mante de broto. Yes, there is a restoration of graces. There's a restoration of graces. There's a restoration of graces. There's a restoration of graces. Cobarante, cooperante, cross the vita. O babarate, coprete, venanto. Cobra tele, bonombre, ketaya, borata. Certain spiritual dealings that you started at some point, but whatever happened, you began to lose them. There's a restoration right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Someone began to experience and enjoy a supernatural ability in the place of prayer and fasting. But at some point, whatever happened, it seemed like you lost that experience. Now anytime you want to start, it becomes difficult or even impossible for you to ascend as you used to. That's right. Mara, help the person that wants to begin to run now. I see like an angel pouring something like hot oil on someone's feet. You are running into. What has been impossible for you to enter for years and years, you are running into it by the Holy Ghost. Aya. Kadaba radabai kame lagadabai kabenato. My God. Begin to pray. What is number four on your list? Lakabarata mata, shwakataya, kateto manamprakatoba, ekatopele ketamrasta, yadada, lakatapo kokomande krakuba. Pray.
Ale.
Are you ready for the fifth one? After the fifth one, get ready. Tell your neighbor, say, get ready. Get a neighbor, say, get ready. Say, have you ever been drunk in the Holy Ghost before? Get ready. Five. Begin to pray the 15 on your list. Begin to pray the 15 on your list. quickly. It's already happening, but quickly. Let's be fast. Quickly. Pray. The fifth thing on your list. Mada, Shada, Rada. fire. Pray with your heart. Help, help. Yes, pray, pray. The river is rising. The river is rising. Yes, 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 yes. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a river of new wine. What has been impossible to you will become possible. It's by the wine of the Holy Ghost. Pray, pray. Somebody is about to be drowned in the river of prayer. You are about to be drowned in the river of intimacy. You are about to be drowned in the river of hunger. You are about to be drowned in the river of encounters. Oh, 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 oh.
We drink in the Holy Ghost.
Alla barada bayata, alla barada balada.
We drink in the Holy Ghost.
Ah, ah, hey!
We drink in the Holy Ghost.
Ah,
hey! We drink in the Holy Ghost.
Hey! Drink to stupor. Hey!
We drink in the Holy Ghost.
We drink.
I am a rapper. We drink in the Holy Ghost. We drink in the Holy Ghost.
We drink
in the Holy Ghost.
Higher, 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 higher.
It's the Holy Ghost. Listen. Somebody is wondering what's happening. We are not done. No. It's happening to you. Listen. Why? Hear me. Why is it important to be drunk? Why? It's because as believers, the eyes that we have in our drunken state is our real eyes. Please help. Things are happening. The eyes that we have in our drunken state is our real eyes. It is with that eyes that we can look at a mountain that looks so high and say, hear the word of the Lord. It looks like my legs are too small, but I will walk over you today. Oh! Oh! Hey! Sometimes you need a red eye to look at the problem before you and look at the word of God and believe what the word is saying and begin to look at them and say, who are thou, O mountain before Zerubbabel? It doesn't look like I have a knife, but I will cut off your head, O Goliath. With what? This man, you must be drunk. You are right. I'm drunk, but I'm not drunk as he is supposed. For this is that spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Oh, I know that in the natural, it looks like your problem is big, but there's something God wants to show you. There's something God wants to show you, and it is in the spirit. Come up hither. And so sometimes the problems are looking big, but we need to make them look small so we can talk to them as our children. So we begin to drink. Alibi. Lift up your hands everywhere. Please help. Lift up your hands everywhere. People are getting drunk in all forms, shades, and colors. People are getting drunk in all forms. Lift up your hands everywhere. No, you cannot. Somebody is about to overshadow you. You are trying to be calm. You want to put yourself together. You cannot. You have been implicated. This wine is bigger than you. Help.
Hey. 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 Some of you, God has been telling you to write. Some of you, God has been telling you to write that contract proposal and submit. You have been saying, but they have rejected me many times. It may not work this time. You need to be drunk for you to write it. So that's why you are here. Oh, oh, oh. You need to begin to say certain things as the word of the Lord has inspired. But then you are too much in your normal senses, analyzing what God is saying. Drink. Hey. 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 Yeah. He is dancing around the righteous with a sound. He is dancing around the righteous with the sound. Yeah, 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 yeah. The Lord is touching people. There's a lady. There's a lady here. Listen, listen. There's a lady here. Just now, the Lord showed me this person that I speak of. And the Lord is beginning a specific dealing with you, especially with the things that you watch and the things that you see with your eyes, because of what God wants to do in and through your life. He's beginning specific dealings with you. And that dealing will begin with an encounter. I don't know if it is something that has started before, but to begin with a specific encounter now. As I speak, the power of the Lord is coming upon you. The person, the one, there may be more, but the one I'm looking for is wearing a white. The lady is wearing a white. Her hair is packed. That's the one I'm looking for. There may be more, but the one I want, there's one I want. The lady is wearing a white. Her hair is packed. Do you have somebody like that there? Bring her. Bring her. If there is any other person with a white, bring them. With their hair is packed. Is the one. My goodness. The person is wearing a white. Yeah. The packed hair. Shalabante kovisto bedai kabaradas. Woo! Ah! Bring her, bring her, bring her. No, 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 let her. Wow! Oh, ba vesto ve. Ele rostave breketido braste vi kabar.
Hear me, everyone here. I speak by the Spirit of the Lord. Your life. Your life will not remain the same again after tonight. The doors of divine encounters, the doors of the relationships that you need in this phase of your life, whether academically, business-wise, maritally, the doors of the relationship that you need, they open up to you now in the name of Jesus. Brate sufelambres, rebecobre estovina barate sucranenda, e takura baste venantos cabalambre esto, e cabara tabre iscofanambre iscobana. If you are here and you are sick, put your hand where that infirmity is. We curse every infirmity by the power of the Holy Ghost now in the name of Jesus. I say, whatever their names are, wherever they are from, arthritis, pains, headache, backaches, any internal organ having any issue, we curse you now in the name of Jesus, and we decree that you leave the life of God's people alone in the name of Jesus. Every door that needs to open up to you, we decree that they open up in the name of Jesus. Hi. Woo. My goodness. We don't have time for testimonies. Or you came here with an infirmity, but right now you found out that it is no longer there. Can you wave? You came here with a pain, with a growth, whatever, you found out that it is no longer there. Wow. Okay, we already have one outside. What was wrong with you? Your head. But right now, immediately after you took the communion, it disappeared. Glory to God. Okay, what's wrong with you?
I had pains down in my abdomen.
You had pains in your abdomen.
But during the prayer, while everywhere was silent, before you came up, I had the Holy Spirit said that in His presence there is no pain. So the pain just disappeared, and He said that you check, and I didn't feel.
You can't find the pain anymore. You can't find the pain anymore. Glory to God. Let's take one. Can we take one from somebody in within? Okay, come. Come, we can't take all the testimonies, so let's hear what this is.
I had a very severe headache when I came. I even felt like removing my wig because it was so severe. But during the course of the service, it just went.
It just went.
My ear was blocked because of catarrh, and then it felt like I had something inside. But it popped open during the course of the
someone with a pain inside your. I don't know what that is about. Someone with a pain. I want you to begin to check. Come. Is it gone? Yours is gone. Hallelujah. Give God praise. I saw that. You had, a pain where?
Been having pain on my back and beneath my two breasts. And then each time the pain comes, I will not remember a dream I had last year that I had cancer. But when we finish praying right now, I feel so light.
You can't have that. It's gone forever in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity here is gone forever in the name of Jesus. I speak that they will not come back anymore. And if there's anyone that is having any blood-related issue, we decree that you are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Oh, sorry. In the name of Jesus, we need to go. All eyes closed very quickly, please. We'll be out of here now. Sorry, we took a little of your time. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. Please don't be distracted. If you are here and you are not born again, please, if you can, just be patient. We'll be out of here now. You are here and you're not born again. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. At some point, you knew Him, but you backslided. Or maybe you're not even just sure. You want to be sure.
you want to be sure that you have a relationship with Jesus, that journey can begin today. If you are not sure, it's more likely that you are not at all. But you want to establish a walk with him. You say, I want to know this God. I want to know him personally. I want to know him intimately. If you are like that, as all eyes are closed and everybody is seated, you may not have to come out, but just lift up your hands where you are. I want to pray for you. You are like that. God bless you. I can see a hand there. If you're joining them, God bless you. I can see a hand there. I can see a hand behind. God bless you. You're joining them very quickly. If your hand is up wherever you are, please stand. Please stand. I can see a hand here. I don't know if they would have given you a slip. If your hand is up wherever you are, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Is the best decision of your life that you are making. Anyone who is here who is born again had to make this choice at some point of their life. So if you are joining them, I want to pray very quickly. You say, I want to know Jesus personally. I want to know him intimately. If you are like that, please stand and lift up your hands. If a slip has been given to you, just lift up your hands with a slip. If it hasn't, still indicate they will give you a slip. I think I'm seeing someone without a slip there. Okay. Please just hold it with a slip on. If you want to join them very quickly, we want to pray. Don't leave this meeting without knowing Jesus. The reason he showed up is so that when you seek him, you will find him. And don't leave here without finding him. Yes, you're the reason he died. You're the reason he died. You're still contemplating. You're still saying, I don't care. No. Let me just wait more. I'm not sure. Please don't. Please. Please. Don't leave this meeting without a solid relationship with Jesus. You rule the nations with the scepter in your hand. You rule the nations. Now, where you are, I want you to talk to God yourself. Tell him, Lord, I'm sorry for my wrong. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Let the power of sin be broken from off my life. Talk to God personally. Talk to him. Say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I will lead you to pray, but I want you to talk to God first. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you will leave this meeting by virtue of the encounters you would have and you're already having. You won't even know yourself again. Yes. It's a strange hunger from above to pursue and run after God. Run after God. Just guide her, guide her. Guide her. Run after God. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm praying for you. Repeat after me. Your hands are lifted with the slip. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you as I am. I'm sorry for my wrong. Acknowledge that you died for me. You shed your blood for me. And today I have come to accept that life. I ask that you be my Lord and my Savior. I am your son and your daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm praying for you. Now when I'm done, there's someone at the back. Please just turn back before I pray. For those of you who you are up, just turn back. You will see someone with a counselor placard. Please just, now when you see them, they will just meet with you briefly. They will get that slip from you after you filled it, and then tell you some few words and pray with you. I'm praying for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these precious lives. I ask God, was he giving a slip? Okay. I ask God that the power of sin be broken from off their lives. These ones who have come, these precious lives, acknowledging you as their Lord and their Savior, and acknowledging that they are your sons and your daughter. Lord, you who has kept us from falling, who is able to keep us from falling, you will keep them from falling.
Every form of addiction is broken from off their lives. The power of sin is broken from off your lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will use you mightily for his glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
What a joy it was having you on this journey. And I believe you were blessed. For more of our messages, you can follow us on our social media platforms. Our Facebook handle is at TFHOL. And our Telegram handle is also at TFHOL. For more inquiries, you can call us on +234 80 80 84 0080. God bless you. Bye.